Burlak, Nevada. In this half hour, I'm Noe Adams.
And I'm Susan Stanberg with All Things Considered.
When I came, everybody was a bootlegger. Well, you could get booze every place but the post office, I think. 7 bars when I came. We're a little short, right?
Right now, there are only 4 bars in Gerlach, Nevada, but they still get a good deal of drinking done. No grocery stores. Nice little desert town.
Other stories, Chrysler and auto workers reach their deadline on wage talks.
Controversy over an administration appointment to the board that oversees Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty.
And what did the Senate Watergate Committee know, and when did they know it? The hearings took place 10 years ago.
That and more on All Things Considered. First, this news.
This is John Hockenberry. A day of emotional and acrimonious debate on the floor of the House of Representatives.
The desert nights are quiet in Gerlach, Nevada, the way they've always been. But as John Rieger found out, some things have changed since the town's heyday back in the early part of the century.
We had a passenger train then, and they'd stop, and one would say, "It's perfectly beautiful." And the next one would say, "It's the awfulest place I ever saw."
Once upon a time, there was a little railroad town in the middle of the stinking desert.
What kind of joke do you like?
How about one that we can broadcast?
Yeah. But you're the best joke I've seen yet.
I'm sitting on this soft land, 50 miles out of Gerlach. I feel so all alone.
You know, the Western Pacific Railroad really put Gerlach where it is today. Northwest Nevada, right at the edge of a huge dry lake bed called the Black Rock Desert. Gerlach's got 4 bars and no grocery store. And all the railroaders pay their bar tabs at once, on the 10th and the 25th.
Every time we come to Gerlach, Mr. Bruno, he says, "Hey, hello, Red, let me buy you a drink." Buy me a drink, and then he'd buy me another one, and then my friends buy me a drink, and anyway, you make it through the 4th bar, and that's it.
This is the smallest little bar in Gerlach, but it's the biggest. This is what they call the railroad office.
This is Beverly.
Everybody just calls me Bev, though.
Bev and Arlie run the miners' club. Well, Bev's got her dad's old gold mine, so she's a miner. And then there's the guys from the railroad and some county workers and some cowboys. Patty's a cowboy.
This town runs pretty much as a unit. And that's what I like about it. If you're nice and you do your work and you fit in, then you're part of the unit.
Beverly's the sweetest. What? Most wonderful person you ever met.
Whitey's definitely part of the unit.
Arlie ain't worth a darn. And you, punk kid,
talking about me?
Don't get along like us old friends.
It must be just about freezing right now.
Yeah. Are you cold?
What? No way.
Double time.
Red Pearson is a robust, red-haired, red-faced railroader. That's why they call him Red.
And I got a little temper, too. I don't know.
Red's been foreman on just about every kind of gang on the Western Pacific, from Salt Lake City to San Francisco.
You've got to get the work done. Whenever you've got a job to do on the track, you've got to get it done. And you got to get it done right. And if you don't get it done right, you might derail a train. And if you get a guy laying down on you, you've got to jack him up and get him to moving.
Red's a track inspector these days. He rides out into the desert on a little motor car that he and his crewman Kurt roll out of the shed and lift onto the tracks.
Be real careful with one of these machines. If you ride one for 50 miles without stopping, you got to get up and loosen up. You pick one of these things up when you're stiff and you hurt yourself. Are you ready?
You know, this must have been a real vacation spot once. Say, back in the Pleistocene. The 49ers that crossed the Black Rock Desert called it the Death Route. Navy pilots out of Fallon used the dry lake bed for a gunnery range.
I hear it's got some kind of a tarantula migration. So it's a place you can really get to like. Helen Thrasher has. She's lived here since 1929.
I like the space. You're not crowded. And every time you look, it looks different. You go up the desert, and you can see all kinds of crazy things. Houses, trees, you can see lakes. The mirages are beautiful.
Going across the flat, doing about 80, 85 miles an hour. See a water out in front of me, stick my head out the window. Nope, it's a mirage. So I kept going, and stick my head back out the window again. No, hell, it's nothing but a mirage. Kept going. Next thing I know, it's 185 feet stuck in the mud.
And I'm sitting on this salt flat, 50 miles out of Gerlach. I feel so all alone, cause I am so far from home, and I don't even know when to get back.
One little pretty good shower, you better get out of there. Good stuff.
I was driving and I took a shortcut. It took us over 8 hours to walk out. It took us 3 days to find the car because of a dust storm. It took us 2 weeks to get the car out.
I mean, we've had Cat D8 sink out there and had another one go out to dig it out and it sink too.
Well, you just get stuck if it starts raining. That's all there is to it. You get stuck.
This is a mighty small town to have a theme song. You can make a four-digit phone call in Gerlach. An address is a zip code and a nickname. The Red Western Pacific Water Tower still stands in Gerlach, but the big railroad crews are gone with the steam engines and the passenger trains. Now, when Helen Thrasher looks back, it's to a bigger, wilder Gerlach.
See, the mine up Leadville Canyon, a silver mine, was running, and that brought a lot of miners into town and all. And I lived in Eagleville over in California, about 69 miles from here, and I thought everybody in Gerlach was bad. That they had a bad reputation.
The worst trouble you'll find in Gerlach these days is a hangover epidemic, known hereabouts as the Gerlach flu. But Gerlach is so far from the county sheriff in Reno that some traditional law enforcement problems persist.
We've had, three deputy sheriffs now? Three deputies that we've run out because they come out here and tried to win a merit badge. And we don't need no merit badge winners out here.
When I came, everybody was a bootlegger. Well, you could get booze every place but the post office, I think. And seven bars when I came. We're a little short right now.
Lure and a bagel.
I like the sunset and all. I like the wide open spaces. Go someplace with too many houses, trees and everything, and no mountains to keep you straight. Why, I just couldn't stand it.
A person can come out here and they can be whoever they want to be. Unless you're a real rotten person, then they'll run you out of town.
This young man has been around for about 3 days just picking up our boat.
Anything you want to take back?
Well, I could modify you a little bit.
So everybody in the little railroad town lived happily ever after. And so did our reporter, who avoided being modified. I think. This is John Rieger for National Public Radio.